Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Chair. And my thanks also go to the Ministry and the Deputy Minister for the responses provided this afternoon. I'd like to weigh in on the Camila case. Firstly, thank you for the information on the case you shared with us. Against that backdrop, I'd like to ask you a question as to when you will officially provide information about the measures that you have chosen to enact to deliver on the committee's ruling, and when you intend to do that, because the time frame contained in the ruling has already run out, so you should have done it before now. I'd also like to ask a question about the steps taken on in two specific spheres. One is on compensation, if there's been headway made in compensation or remedy. And the second, it picks up on a reference made by the Deputy Minister about a ministry protocol for abortion. The committee in the past has asked you to adapt these protocols to the actual conditions suffered by girls and adolescents. So have you done that? Still on health, in July of 2023, I was in Peru and I met with relatives of health, with healthcare users and with civil society organizations, all of whom voice different concerns, including those pertaining to vaccinations for high-risk newborns, particularly the administration of the vaccinations for sinus respiratory disease. The situation in Peru differs from the majority of countries in the region where said vaccine is part of a specialized vaccination program. But in Peru, it seems to be a standalone vaccine. I met with the minister, with the team from the ministry. We raised this concern and I got a pledge from the minister, or perhaps a pledge is too strong a word. What they did say was that they were going to meet with their teams, assess the situation, and analyze the possibility of amending the situation. And so off the back of that, my specific question is, has that assessment been carried out? And what is the policy that the country intends to adopt to address this concern with regard to vaccine coverage, respiratory vaccine coverage for newborns? Two further questions. I understand there's a school food, school meals program called Cali Warna, and that this school meals or nutrition program has existed for many years now, but suffered, has been a response to serious nutrition problems, particularly suffered by children who are intoxicated or drug users or suffer from food poisoning as a result of the foods offered under this nutritional program. So is anything done to improve the quality of the food in this school meals program to prevent cases of food poisoning? My second question would be to ask how healthcare insurance addresses issues such as access to medicine, availability of beds in pediatric intensive care units. So to ask if it covers treatment, pills, medicine, etc., but also beds.